There has been a project that has been worked toward by many folks in our community for a long time. It's been in the works for a long time, and last week the Duluth City Council unanimously passed the Homeless Persons Bill of Rights, outlining some rights for folks who are experiencing homelessness and directing the city to develop a plan for hygiene facilities in 6 months. So Deb Holman, who is a longtime street outreach worker for CHUM, joins us on the phone this morning. These are folks that she works with every day, and she was the person we wanted to touch base with to find out how this is going to affect this population. Hey, Deb, good morning. It's so good to talk to you.
Good morning, Lisa.
So the Homelessness Bill of Rights, or the Homeless Persons Bill of Rights, first of all, aims to treat people who are homeless with dignity. Why has it taken so long, and what's had to happen in society and in our community for us to get to a point where we said, yes, this is a good thing to do?
Well, I think in Duluth, first off, that we're fortunate to live in a city that, you know, treats homeless with dignity and respect in the first place. I think that it was just some things that were kind of missing in their day-to-day lives, such as, like, the hygiene facilities. You know, we went through the time where they had them. You know, you're right. This goes back, you know, almost 5 years, this homeless bill of rights. And so at that time, it was a little more precarious for people that were sleeping outside. We've come a long way since then. And, you know, the resolutions that were passed 4-5 years ago are now, like, you know, they're going to a vote and hopefully becoming an ordinance next Monday.
So one of the things that I guess you don't really think about when you think about being homeless, not that many of us think about that very often, but simple things like, where would you wash up? Where would you use the facilities if you needed to use the facilities? That sort of thing. When they're talking about hygiene facilities and coming up with a plan, obviously Duluth, as in many other communities, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. Other communities have already done this, so some research needs to be done. What are some possible options out there? Does Duluth have any idea what they're hoping for, or are they going to come to the table and start to develop this plan kind of from scratch?
I don't know that anything's, you know, been looked at. I think, you know, some folks have looked at what they have in other cities, but as far as Duluth actually beginning to investigate that process, I don't think that's really started yet. I mean, that was something that came up over and over again for folks, that they just needed access to bathrooms. It was a large concern, you know, for people experiencing homelessness throughout every survey focus group that was done.
Now, one of the other things that has been a challenge for people experiencing homelessness are people that are living out of their vehicles, and they're trying to find a place that they need to, you know, obviously to park these vehicles. You can't drive around 24/7. How is that being addressed via this Homeless Persons Bill of Rights?
Well, that was one of the resolutions that went to a vote last week at the council and will be hopefully passed as an ordinance on Monday, that, you know, people can sleep in their vehicles and will not be harassed or moved on. So that's a huge success.
One of the other things, I guess, that was addressed, that's been a concern and has been addressed through this, the adoption of this Bill of Rights, and obviously it's going to be an ongoing process as it becomes fine-tuned and we start changing the ordinances. But Duluth has had a ban on begging. And, you know, so somebody's not, you know, you're not supposed to, it's against the law to ask somebody, can you spare a buck or two? How is that?
Right. And
go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, I think that's, you know, that was looked into, you know, a few years ago by one of the police officers I had worked with. And, you know, like on the state statute, it's not illegal to panhandle. Apparently, Duluth does have an ordinance that makes it that way. However, you know, I'm told by the law enforcement that they, you know, they can't, no, you can't ticket somebody unless they're in the Meridian, they're panhandling aggressively, or they're in the street. So just standing on the corner holding a sign, any one of us can do that, and it's really not illegal. However, we want that off the books just to send a clear message that this is okay. So,
well, one of the things, too, it sounds like from the Homeless Bill of Rights is not necessarily that this is a behavior that the city wants to encourage, but by decriminalizing some of these things, like, you know, where you can park your car, it's sending, as you say, it's sending a message that being homeless is not a crime.
Right. That's absolutely right, Lisa.
With the people that you've talked to, Deb, now this was only passed last week, so with the people that you've talked to, Have you talked with them about this? Do they have a sense of optimism that this is going to make things a little easier for them as they try to turn their lives around? Or what's been the reaction with your clients?
Well, I'm not even sure that the word is really out there yet, you know. I think that people, you know, I've had a lot of calls this summer alone, just like, where can I park my car? Is it okay to park the car? And, you know, we're lucky, again, in Duluth, that the law enforcement generally works pretty good with us. And, you know, we've been working together for so long that they kind of know to hopefully leave people alone in their cars, maybe check on them to see if they're okay. You know, sometimes people call in a welfare check, and I think that can be warranted because these days you don't know, you know. You know, somebody could be in their car maybe doing heroin or something. So sometimes a welfare check might be warranted. However, you know, the police have been good about calling, you know, too, with that contact info for folks in their car. So that first point, you know, connecting someone with the outreach worker.
Well, and you want to, you know, obviously, if you're concerned about people, you want to make sure that the person not moving in their car is asleep and not maybe OD'd or something.
Right.
Well, Deb, it's going to be interesting to see how this progresses now. Again, there's going to be another vote coming up on Monday. What is that vote for?
Well, that's literally to pass these two resolutions. So they passed it on for a vote last Monday. So the votes will actually be tomorrow. Wait, I'm all screwed up from the holiday.
It'll be Monday the 9th. Monday the 9th, and one of the resolutions outlines the Homeless Person's Bill of Rights, and the other one directs the city to develop a plan for hygiene facilities in 6 months. Deb, we're going to be in touch with you, no doubt, about this all along following the process. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Lisa. Have a good day.
Deb Holman is a street outreach worker with CHUM. She joined us this morning as our guest on Northland Morning.